In a typical winter, Marge Gibson treats two or three trumpeter swans for lead poisoning at the Raptor Education Group Rehab Center in Antigo. But this year is different. Gibson has received 12 critically ill swans from around the state in just the past month.
These birds are so sick coming in that they're paralyzed, their intestinal system is paralyzed, and we are saving some of them, but it's we are losing some as well, and that's a very hard pill to swallow.
Gibson says some of the birds have as many as 40 lead pellets in their digestive tract. She says she's never seen anything like it in both the number of poisoned birds and the severity of their injuries.
It's the worst we've ever seen, and in calling around the country, no one has ever seen the levels that we're seeing.
Gibson thinks 2 years of drought have lowered lake and river levels to the point that foraging swans are dredging up lead that's been inaccessible for decades. And because lead persists in the environment, she favors a ban on its use in hunting and fishing.
We banned lead in our paint in 1974, but for some reason, the last stronghold is ammunition and fishing tackle. It's a small change to make to protect wildlife that Wisconsin's so well known for.
Gibson says lead ammunition and tackle also poison eagles and loons. As for trumpeter swans, she says Wisconsin may want to rethink taking them off the endangered species list this year. I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.